Thank you, brother. Good morning. Good morning. How is everybody? Everybody excited? Everybody excited for this Sunday morning? Hey, what day is it? Sunday. The week of what? The Sunday before, well, almost the Sunday before Christmas. We got a day layover this year, don't we? It goes on Monday. But it's a time that we get stressed out about every year. Same thing, over and over. I don't know about you, not even me. When it comes around this time, everybody wants you to focus on one thing. And guess what? Unfortunately, that one thing is not Jesus. That one thing that everybody wants you to focus on is the commercialization, I'll get that word out, of Christmas. Not what God did, but what we can do with getting people presents. But what we can do by getting a present. How many of y'all like getting presents? Amen. How many of y'all like giving presents? It depends. I don't know about you, but I really like it when I can give a present at a less cost than the one I get. What about y'all? But we're all tied up in that right now, aren't we? We're all in the worldly side of Christmas. Amen? And what's that do to us? It strains our brain, don't it? It makes our body kind of try to start shutting down. We start getting tired, don't we? We start getting... How many of y'all are this? I know Carol, hopefully she's watching, but when she watches later, how many of y'all get grumpy? I know I ain't the only one. I know she ain't the only one. Amen. How many of y'all get grumpy at Christmas time watching online? Give me a thumbs up or an amen. We get grumpy, don't we? Even to the point to where some of us, when we first wake up, when we're stressed out from this, we go, it's like, don't talk to me. Don't do anything. A lot of times, regular lives, maybe a cup of coffee might get us through. Get that edge off for a big old energy drink. Y'all know I like me some Monster, right? Something to get that edge off. To get that little grumpiness off. That tiredness off. But guess what? That's the human side of us. Amen? I'm going to tell y'all, we're going to learn something about today that we need to do. Instead of letting the world take over us at this Christmas time, from here and on out, we need to rejoice every year. We need to rejoice in the Lord. Amen? We need to rejoice because He sent His Son to die on that cross for each one of us that are here and they're watching online. So that's your title for today's message. Rejoice in Jesus Christ, God's Son. Rejoice in Jesus Christ, God's Son. Let's open with prayer. Heavenly Father, as we gather on this blessed day of the third Sunday of Advent, we open our hearts to You right now, Lord. We open it to receive Your Word, Lord, and Your joy. Lord, may Your Spirit guide us in the understanding of the true meaning of biblical rejoicing, Lord, in the midst of the waiting. Lord, in Jesus' name, we pray. And we ask You, Lord, that Your Spirit speak through me, Lord. Not my words are spoken, but Yours, Jesus. Lord, we open our heart, mind, and soul to the blessing and the message that You have for us today. Amen. Y'all ready? Y'all ready for this? We're going to go. I ain't going to go fast. I know y'all smell that food out there, don't you? We're going to go slow. I'm going to make y'all suffer. We're going to practice some rejoicing here while we're in here waiting for the wonderful food that we're going to have afterwards. Amen. So good morning. Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ. Today, some of us, we don't have them in here, but some of us may have lit the third candle on our Advent wreath. And we find ourselves immersed in the theme of joy. Advent is a season of Advent is the season of anticipation. Advent is an anticipation. Advent is a time of waiting. Advent is a time of waiting, but it is embedded within us. An anticipation is the call to rejoice. How about you? Are you guys rejoicing today? Did you wake up with joy in your heart this morning? And a peaceful mind? Amen? That's what rejoicing is all about, isn't it? Our journey through this season is not one of passive waiting. Y'all hear that? Our journey through this season is not one of passive waiting. But rather, our journey is a journey marked by active rejoicing. By active rejoicing. And I know she don't have the scripture here on the screen, but the first scripture is going to come from Philippians 4, verse 4 through 7. The book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 through 7 says this. Rejoice in the Lord always. I'll say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about what? Anything. Not be anxious about anything. But in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, that's what we're talking about today, Andy. The peace of God will transcend all understanding. Will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. How many of y'all got that peace today? How many of y'all need some of it, more of it today? Amen. How about at home? Are you feeling that peace or do you need some? Give me a thumbs up or a prayer in the comment. Now we know the book of Philippians was written by the Apostle Paul, right? But he was writing to the Philippians. His writing also encourages us today to what? His writing encourages today to rejoice in the Lord when? Always. Not just when we feel like it. Not just when we wake up. Not just when we go to bed. Not just when we've had a good time watching the sports team win. Amen? Not just anytime. But always. Always. Amen? It don't say, notice again, it doesn't say rejoice when everything's feeling well, when everything's going well. Or it doesn't say rejoice only when your circumstances are favorable, when you're comfortable in your situation, I guess we could say. No, it don't say that, does it? No, the Apostle Paul says rejoice always. When? Somebody tell me. Somebody say always. Somebody throw always in the comments. He says rejoice always. Every day, every time, always. But guess what? That means that commandment to rejoice always is not contingent upon our external situations. It's not contingent upon what's going on in our lives. Amen? It's not contingent on what day of the week it is. Amen? Rejoice always. That command is contingent and anchored in the unchanging nature of the Lord. Amen? Third Sunday of Advent is often referred to, I'm not going to pronounce this right, I pronounced it last year and I ain't going to do it this year, is Gaudete Sunday, taken from a Latin word for rejoice. That's a good word for the instance of that. So title of our message, that's what we're trying to get, is rejoicing in our heart. Amen. Today we're called to rejoice. Today, each one of us, you, me, the ones that are watching online, we are truly called to rejoice. Not because everything in our lives is perfect. Amen. But because we serve a mighty God who is faithful and who is near to each one of us. Our joy, our peace, our rejoicing is not rooted in temporary circumstances. Amen? But in the internal truth of God's love and God's presence. As we navigate the challenges of waiting, we're reminded that our joy is not wishful thinking, is it? It's not wishful thinking. It's not just hope. Amen? It's not just hope. But it is this. It is a deep-seated confidence in the promises of God. In Isaiah 35:10, we read this. And the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Did y'all hear that last one? They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. I get that out. This joy that they're talking about, that the prophet Isaiah talks about, is a joy that transcends circumstances. It's a joy that springs up from each one of our relationship with God. It's found no other place. Trust me, the devil will lie to you and tell you that he's got the joy that you need. Amen. But again, the devil is a liar and the father of it. The joy that we're talking about here is in that relationship with God. And it will come from no other places. Amen. It is a joy that sustains us in the midst of our waiting. The Lord is near. And as we wait, we can rejoice in His presence. As we wait, we can rejoice in His promises. As we wait, we can rejoice in His unfailing love for each one of us. Amen. How many of y'all want that love today? How many of y'all have that love? How many online have it? Give me a thumbs up. Amen. So how do we actively rejoice in the Lord always? Not just sometimes, right? But in always. Especially if we are in a season of waiting. How do we do that? I got three quick things for you. First thing is this. We can actively rejoice in the Lord by cultivating a heart of gratitude. We have to get our stale, stingy self out. Amen. We got to get our pride out of our heart. Especially in gratitude and thanksgiving and generosity. Amen. In every situation, not some situations, but in every situation that we're going through, we got to have prayers of thanksgiving to God. Gratitude opens our heart to the joy that comes from recognizing God's goodness in all circumstances. Amen. Not just some, but in all circumstances. We have to have the heart of gratitude. And that'll get us more actively rejoicing. The second thing is this. We can actively rejoice in the Lord always by prayerfully waiting. Prayerfully waiting. I know you, and I know me. When we pray, we want it done right then, don't we? We want that answer, boom, right now. We don't want to wait next week. Sometimes God's answers actually are down the road, aren't they? And we are like, no, He didn't answer that. But He did. He got three answers for our prayers, don't He? He's got yes. He's got no. And if He don't say anything else, guess what? That third thing is we got to wait. Amen? And a lot of times in that waiting, we struggle, don't we? We're like, oh my gosh, my relationship with God must be bad because He ain't answering my prayer. He tell me yes or no. He said, no, I can't do it. I can't deal with this. I got too much junk going on in my life. And instead of just waiting a little bit for God and rejoicing in what is coming in His answers, we want to run around saying, wait a minute, maybe this ain't what I thought it was going to be. Amen? But no, we got to prayerfully wait. In our waiting, in our times of waiting, we got to turn to prayer. We got to present our request to God with confidence. Amen. Knowing that He hears our prayers. Knowing that He responds to our prayers. Amen. But again, it may be wait. and not yes or no right away. As we wait in prayer, we're reminded that our God is in control. Not us, not me, not you, not ones watching at home, but as we wait in prayer, we're reminded that our mighty God, our awesome God, is in control. That will help us actively rejoice. And the third thing is this. We actively rejoice in the Lord in our gentleness and action. In our gentleness and our actions. Let our gentleness be evident to all, to everybody. As we await the fulfillment of God's promises, let our lives reflect the joy that comes from knowing Him and knowing that His answer is on the way and knowing that we should still rejoice even if we don't like the no answer or the wait answer. We still have to rejoice in Him always. Amen. So as we wait to the fulfillment of God's promise, let our lives reflect that. Our actions and our attitudes can be a testimony to the joy that surpasses all understanding. As we continue the journey through our Advent message today, let us embrace the call to rejoice always. May the joy of the Lord fill our hearts and overflow in the lives of those around us. Let our waiting be marked by active rejoicing, knowing that the God who came in the form of that wonderful baby boy is the same God who is with us today and forever. Amen. So as we continue talking about today in the Advent season, we're going to celebrate. We're in the middle of rejoicing. We're in the middle of celebrating something joyous. I get that out. And what is that? What is that? What is this season that we celebrate? A Savior. Amen? A little baby. A little baby that came to save each one of our lives. Or give us the option to save each one of our lives from death, hell, and damnation. We are here to rejoice and celebrate the miraculous birth of our Savior. The birth of Jesus is not merely a historical event, is it? It is the very essence of each one of our faith. It is a movement that changed the course of human history. It is a time for bringing hope to the despair, to bringing love to the downtrodden, and bringing what? Redemption. Amen? Christ's birth is a time for bringing redemption to a broken world and a broken heart. So what is the true significance of Jesus' birth? The world and Satan will tell you nothing. It wasn't really significant at all. Amen? But I got three things for you. The significance of Jesus' birth. The first thing is this. It is prophecy fulfilled. The birth of Jesus is a fulfillment of centuries-old prophecies, demonstrating God's love and His faithfulness and the meticulous planning of His divine purposes. The second significance of Jesus' birth is this. Emmanuel, y'all remember him, right? Emmanuel. God what? With us. Amen? Significant of Jesus' birth. He is Emmanuel. God with us. The name Emmanuel encapsulates the profound truth that God chose to dwell among us, intimately sharing in our human experience doing that. And the third thing is this. Significance. He is the light in the darkness. Amen? In a world shrouded by darkness, the birth of Jesus brought the light of salvation, illuminating our lives with hope, illuminating our lives with purpose. Is your lives illuminated today? Do you know Him? Has He got you out of that darkness yet? And the second thing about the birth of Jesus, there is joy in that salvation. Amen? You have joy in the redemption through Christ. Our joy in our redemption through Christ Jesus. Amen? Jesus Himself came not only to be with us, but to save us from our sin. And offer the gift of eternal life. He came to save us from our sin and offer the gift of eternal life. His birth itself marks the beginning of God's plan for redeeming humanity. The beginning of God's plan for redeeming me. Amen? The beginning of God's plan for redeeming you and the ones watching online. Amen? Also, the joy of that salvation is the good news. Y'all heard good news, right? The angelic proclamation of good news of great joy in Luke 2:10, which says this, "But the angels said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people.'" Do you know His good news today? Do you need it today? Amen? It is a reminder in Luke 2:10 that our joy ourself is rooted in the salvation of Jesus Christ. That brings us all to believe. And the third thing in the joy of salvation is this. Makes us rejoice forever. When we get that salvation through Jesus' birth, we get to rejoice forever in forgiveness. Amen? Let's take a moment and reflect on the forgiveness that we each received through our Christ Jesus' birth. Recognizing the magnitude of God's mercy and God's grace. How about you? Have you been forgiven? Are you still rejoicing and living in that forgiveness? Amen? And the third thing about Jesus' birth is this. It gives the love of God incarnate. Jesus' birth gives the love of God incarnate. It gives God's unconditional love flat here on earth. Amen? That incarnation of Jesus is the ultimate expression of God's love for us, for each one of us. His birth demonstrates that love goes well beyond words, don't it? It is an action that involves sacrifice. It is an action that involves selflessness. Amen? And it's also allowing us to love one another. As we celebrate Jesus' birth, let us also be inspired to share His love with others. This Christmas season provides us with opportunities to demonstrate kindness, opportunities to demonstrate compassion, and opportunities to generate generosity. Use God's love to bless somebody with each one of those. And the birth of Jesus was also the perfect gift that we could ever get. I don't know about you, but I like getting gifts. Amen. Sometimes they'll say it's a gift that keeps on giving. Like maybe some Jelly of the Month Club. But guess what? If we accept Jesus Christ as a gift and His birth on that day, that truly is a gift that keeps on giving. Because it'll be with us until we're not on this earth anymore. Until we get to heaven with Him. Amen. So don't let the bustle of the season, don't let the hustle of what Satan's trying to lie to you about get you to miss that perfect gift. How many of y'all ever went to Black Friday? And you go to the store, you got that one thing, so it's a big screen TV that's on sale. That's the exact thing you want. Sometimes you miss it, don't you? Sometimes you're in there and you're waiting in line. Sometimes the line, I don't know how they are now because I haven't been Black Friday shopping for a long time. But it used to be the lines were like all the way out the door down the parking lot. Walmart used to have people just set up a camp outside. Some gaming things were like that when they get released. You get old prize. You sit there, you anticipate. You're waiting for it. And then when you're in there, when you get up, get that TV or whatever it might be. Oh, man. Person in front of you just got the last one. You missed it. You missed the gift. I'm going to tell you right now. If you don't know Jesus today, don't miss the best gift that we could ever ask for. Amen? Because we don't want to go out of this world without knowing His salvation. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, again, I thank You, Lord, for getting me out of the way, Lord, and allowing Your Holy Spirit to speak through me, Jesus. Lord, I thank You for Your blessing and Your message today, Lord. Lord, I thank You for Your word spoken and not mine, Lord. Lord, I thank You for opening our heart, mind, and soul to the true reason for our season, Lord. For the true gift that we need to celebrate and rejoice in each and every day of our lives, Lord. Always loving You. Always sharing You with somebody, Lord. Always thanking You for the joy that You put on our hearts, Lord. Lord, for the rejoicing in the salvation that we have, Lord. Lord, knowing that we haven't missed the gift, especially that perfect one that You give us, Lord, in that manger all those years ago, Lord, with the birth of Your wonderful Son for us, Lord, for His willing to be hung on that cross for us, Lord, to die for us, Jesus. Lord, before He could do that, He had to truly get here in the first place, Lord. He had to be born, Lord. And that's why we celebrate this Christmas, Lord. Lord, may You put somebody in front of us this week, Lord, that we can tell again about Your mercy, Your grace, and Your love, Jesus. Lord, we thank You for each and everything that You do. In Your name I pray. Everybody said, amen.